sitting in the morning sun.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guess is award-winning Joe McNally. You know, Joe, so all of that having been said, and people knowing who and what Donald Trump is, and the fact that, you know, with all of the things that you see that this man has done, he's basically been running criminal enterprises, and all the information that's out on Donald Trump, you would think that there would be no way Republicans would want to be connected to him. Yet they still have to go down and kiss his ring. You would think they would get as far away from Donald Trump as they possibly could, yet they can't wait to go down to Mar-a-Lago and do whatever it is that they have to do down there. And as you stated, he's still leading the pack when we're talking about Republicans.
Yeah, and it's just as unbelievable to me. But the reason it's unbelievable to me is unsustainable. It cannot continue. The truth of the matter is, the majority of people in this country are decent people. They really are. And the ugly and the worst among them, who are showing themselves every day as the supporters of the Republican Party, who really do want to destroy democracy, they are the people who were there at the Capitol,
right,
on January 6th. They were the ones when I go to the Capitol, I cannot help but be in awe. In awe. If you walk in that dome and look up, you have to be in awe. And to think that there were people in that building smearing their own excrement on the walls. Jesus Christ, what kind of a country is this? That's all I can say. What kind of a country and what kind of people would do that? Even if you leave out the violence and the busting up of furniture, and what kind of people are those, and who would want to ever be associated with those people? And all I have to say about elections is every election right now is about that. Every election. Because you're right. If you look at this election as a choice, if you look at every election as a choice, that is who they are. And if that's what you choose, I don't want anything to do with you, but I know there's nothing I can do about you. But because I know that the majority of people in this country are not that, you have to vote against everyone who is that. And right now, all those people you're describing, Earl, who go down to Mar-a-Lago and suck up to a crazy old man who may actually believe he won that last election, he has lied so constantly throughout his life, he no longer knows what the truth is. He no longer knows what reality is. But everyone else does. Every sentient person does. So if you want to associate with that group, okay. But what you can't do is vote against the decent people on the other side who pay attention and try to do the right thing. So all I can ask any voter in every election is to make that decision.
So, Joe,
which side are you on?
I know, but Joe, my point is, he was elected. He was the same guy he is now when he wound up winning the election, and he was president for 4 years, and we got to see who and what he is, and yet there are still people in this country, in leadership, as well as other places, who still think he's a viable option for president of the United States, the worst man in the history of this nation to serve as president of the United States. And we've had some bad ones, but never to the degree of this man.
True enough. And that's why I declare he cannot win an election. But it doesn't matter if you vote for anyone who refuses to take a stand against that.
Right.
So that's what every election needs to be about. If the Republican Party does not support American democracy, American decency, then it cannot be an American political party. And it shouldn't be. And it should never win another election. Now, we know that they have carved out little ways that they can win congressional elections, and that's why they're so confident that they're going to win Congress in November. But because they have corrupted it so much through gerrymandering that actually Democrats in Wisconsin would have to win more than 60 or 70% of the votes statewide in order to change that legislature. So it's very unlikely that you will ever be able to elect a Democratic legislature for the next 10 years, because every 10 years is when they do that illegal carving.
Hey, Joe, they still control 30% of the state houses. I mean, 30 of the state houses in this country.
Yes, they do.
So that tells me, Joe, that they've got people who believe in them.
Yes, they do. But here's some good news, and it just came, in 2020. Georgia and Arizona, yeah, two states that had not voted for Democratic senators for decades. In Georgia, they elected two of them, and one of them is on the ballot again.
Yeah, Warnock.
This November.
Yeah, Warnock.
Warnock.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's running again. He's running for a full term because he was filling out an unfulfilled term. He is on the ballot with Stacey Abrams, who's running for governor again. The last time she ran against the same governor, he was also the Secretary of State running his own election, who purged the voting rolls of many of her voters. And Stacey Abrams knows how to organize statewide in Georgia. Anyone who supports that election needs to send money down there.
Even with that victory in Georgia, again, 30 other states Republicans control. And that's not going to change overnight. They have gotten it into this position of leadership and power, and so you just look at what these people are doing, and I know you're an optimist, but in my lifetime we won't see that change.
In our lifetime, I certainly believe we can change electorate and we can change presidential elections.
Right, but I'm talking about
the problem. We have to get voters out in all the unpresidential elections as well.
Right, you know, and I guess the question becomes, Joe. Oh, we got to go to break. We'll be right back. 844-967-2789 is the number. Joe McNally. We'll be right back.
Sitting on a dock.